hope, and realism.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There's been a lot of optimism surrounding the Obama administration, but it's pretty clear he understands what he's up against economically and that it's not going to be resolved quickly or easily. Over the weekend, Obama's people tried to reinforce that to the country. Marketplace's Steve Henn explains.
Senior administration officials like Larry Summers hit the Sunday morning talk show circuit this weekend. Just in case you haven't been paying attention, Obama's top economic advisor went on Meet the Press to remind you, this economy stinks.
Worst economy since the Second World War, a financial system that's got very serious problems, government budget deficits.
Plus 2.6 million jobs lost in the last year. Here's Vice President Biden on Face the Nation.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
He says that's even if Congress passes President Obama's $850 billion economic stimulus plan quickly. The bill will be debated in the Senate this week. The House is expected to vote on its version Wednesday. But Republicans are warning many of the measures in the bill cost too much and won't boost economic growth in the short term. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Most of the stock markets in Asia were closed today, except Japan. The Nikkei closed almost 1% lower, but the European markets are higher so far. The FTSE is up more than 1%. The Dow is just above 8,000 to start the week. It fell 2.5% last week. The NASDAQ dropped 3.5%. Later today, Netflix is expected to announce fourth quarter earnings, and they're expected to beat Wall Street expectations. Rico Galeano tells us why Netflix is doing so well.
The jargon term for it is trade down. That's when people forego one pricey item for something similar that costs less. And in this economy, many consumers seem to be trading down from a $30 night at the movies to $8.99 a month for Netflix. Jason Avilio is an internet analyst with Kaufman Brothers.
So in an economic environment where people are looking to penny pinch, Netflix's value is a strong one.
But competition looms. This month, Blockbuster announced it'll expand its digital business, eventually streaming movies to computers and other devices just like Netflix. And Avilio says a strong fourth quarter doesn't make Netflix recession-proof, especially since it lowered expectations last quarter.
At the end of the third quarter, they announced they were not going to hit their subscriber growth goals, and now they're beating recently reduced fourth quarter goals.
Netflix won't comment on earnings numbers until after its official announcement tonight, but you can bet struggling media companies will analyze that data to see if the company's success is the kind that can last. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galeano for Marketplace.
Here's my We're in a Recession number for the day. The Chronicle of Philanthropy says gifts from 7 of the 10 biggest donors in 2008 were made from estates. That means most people who gave huge amounts were dead. In contrast, all of the top 10 donors for 2007 were alive to make their gifts.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thriven.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Here's an interesting question. Would the government bail out a media company? Just asking, because there are plenty of them in trouble. Last week, the New York Times said it was in talks to sell part of its building. And the Times got a $250 million check from Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim. That money won't come cheap, but the Times does have some good tax attorneys.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine is with us, and he's been snooping around that deal. He says the Times has avoided the Hido tax rules. Okay, Alan, you're going to have to explain that one.
Everybody must know that, Scott. It stands for High Yield Discount Obligation. I mean, don't they teach you that in elementary school?
It sounds like an elementary school game of some sort. Hido. All right. No, really, what is it?
What it is a high yield, which means junk in English, a high yield security that is issued at a discount from face value. If you have one of these, the Internal Revenue Service puts sharp limits on how much of the interest you're paying you can deduct.
Okay, so how does that benefit the New York Times?
The New York Times is paying something more than 15% a year to the Carlos Slim companies for money. Normally, only about half of that interest would be tax deductible. But because the New York Times has figured out how to get around the Heidel rules, it can deduct all of the interest, and it makes a difference to the Times of something on the order to $6 million or $7 million a year that it keeps rather than sending to the Internal Revenue Service and various state and local things.
And this is what you might call a legal loophole?
Yeah, because the Heidel concept was created to close a loophole. So this is a counter thing. It's like an anti-missile missile.
Oh, really?
They're doing something to make sure that the loophole closer doesn't affect them.
And Lord knows, these days, the New York Times could use whatever help it can get.
Oh, absolutely. And it may be special pleading, given that, you know, I'm a print journalist. But to me, anything that helps keep the New York Times afloat is good. I have no problem with them doing this. I just felt there's a kind of thing people should know, and I just find it enormously interesting because it's an example of how hard it is to really close a loophole when you have competent tax attorneys working for the people looking to use the loophole.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Share your opinions with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.